From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A pitch for peace. Vice President Biden has ended his visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories with a speech at Tel Aviv's university. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports he's calling on both sides to return to the negotiating table.
Instead of touting a new agreement for Israelis and Palestinians to engage in indirect talks brokered by the U.S., Biden found himself condemning Israel harshly today.
It's incumbent on both parties to build an atmosphere of support for negotiations and not to complicate them. The decision by the Israeli government to advance planning for new housing units in East Jerusalem undermines that very trust.
The announcement has cast a pall over the visit, and Israel had to issue an apology to the vice president. But Palestinians are angry not at the timing of the announcement, but at its substance. They want East Jerusalem as the capital of their future state. Standing next to the vice president after their meeting in Ramallah, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called on Israel to rescind its decision. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The United Nations is calling on the world's leading science academies to review the huge international effort to study global warming. The UN process has come under some criticism. Here's NPR's Richard Harris.
The UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, assembles scientists from all over the world to review global warming studies. The IPCC has won a Nobel Peace Prize for its work. Its latest study found that the planet is warming up and humans are largely responsible. But the study also contained a few embarrassing errors, like asserting that the glaciers that provide water to much of Asia could disappear in the next few decades. The errors don't undercut the IPCC's overall conclusions, but they do provide ammunition for climate skeptics. Now a committee selected by the world's leading science academies will review the IPCC's practices and procedures before the IPCC embarks on its next big review of climate science. Richard Harris, NPR News.
A firm that monitors foreclosures says the pace of foreclosures dropped in February, but RealtyTrack's Rick Sharga says the situation is still very serious.
We are only up 6% from a year ago, February, but we're still looking at almost 309,000 households that received a foreclosure notice. That marks 12 months in a row where over 300,000 households have received a foreclosure notice.
Sharga says that's the smallest year-over-year increase in 4 years, but he says nearly 3 million households were threatened with foreclosure last year, and he expects the number to top 3 million this year. New claims for unemployment benefits dropped last week for the second week in a row, but the Labor Department's four-week average, which provides a broader picture, rose because of sharply higher unemployment claims last month. From Washington, this is NPR News. President Obama meets with two senators on immigration overhaul today. Democrat Charles Schumer of New York and South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham are working on a bipartisan immigration overhaul bill. Administration officials will meet with non-governmental immigration overhaul proponents. There's a victory for gun control advocates in Massachusetts. The state's highest court has upheld a state law requiring trigger locks. The court says the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution does not apply to states. NPR's Tovia Smith has more on the ruling.
It's an issue already at the U.S. Supreme Court, whether the federal constitutional right to bear arms limits what states can do on gun control. The nation's high court has already said the Second Amendment does apply in Washington, D.C. because it's a federal enclave, but the court's now considering whether it also trumps state laws. Massachusetts High Court said no. Until the Supreme Court decides otherwise, the Massachusetts court ruled, the Second Amendment imposes no limitations on the ability of the Massachusetts legislature to regulate the possession of firearms. In this case, it means local authorities can prosecute a man accused of illegally storing a gun without a trigger lock. But the U.S. Supreme Court will have the final word, giving the okay or putting the kibosh on everything from trigger locks to bans on concealed weapons. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
European Union countries say they will support a ban on international trade in Atlantic bluefin tuna until stocks recover. The U.S. is also backing a motion to ban bluefin fishing at next week's meeting of a convention on trade in endangered species. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.